Blog Talk Radio.
All right, Imam Edward Aziz, the floor is yours whenever you're ready.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. Walaikum assalam.
This is Brother Abdullah Akbar.
Okay, come in. Akbar?
Yes, okay, alhamdulillah.
Hold on, we got it. Now, thank you, Brother Alpha. Thank you, I really appreciate it. Appreciate Brother Alpha. Thank you so much. Okay, we're going to get started. Dear believers, welcome once again to Religion Means Alive. Religion Means Alive. We thank you. We want to thank Alpha Jr. for helping us get set up with this program. This is why we need our young people, our youth, because this technology is something that we have to really work hard to keep up with. But we thank Alpha Jr. because every time I've been trying to get on, he's always been there to assist me, and we thank him again. And thank Imam Alfred Muhammad for inviting us on this program, Religion Means Alive. Religion Means Alive every Tuesday night. Every Tuesday night, as a matter of fact, it comes on every night, 7 days a week. Religion Means Alive. Tonight, we are going to do the program tonight, and we thank Brother Alpha once again for honoring us and having me to host the program. And tonight, I have a guest on, my dear brother from Atlanta, Georgia, my dear brother Abdullah Akbar. But first, we're going to get started. We're going to open up. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawm al-Din. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Idina sirata al-mustaqim. Sirata al-ladina an'amta alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim walad-dallin. Amin. Amin. Dear believers, once again, we're going to start off by reading something from Quran. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. They said in boast, we killed Christ Jesus, the son of Mary, the apostle of God, but they killed him not, nor crucified him, but so it was made to appear to them. And those who differ therein are full of doubts, with no certain knowledge, but only conjecture to follow. For of a surety they killed him not. No, God raised him up to himself, and God is exalted in power, wise. A Holy Quran of Surah 4, Ayat 157 and 158. Dear believers, we're taught by our beloved honorable Imam W.D. Muhammad. He said that when they took him, took him down from the cross, and they say they buried him in a safe place. But when they came back to look for the body, they had gotten up and gone. So we know that they didn't kill Christ Jesus, they didn't crucify him, but still they tried to crucify the knowledge. They tried to bury the knowledge. They tried to bury the knowledge. But thanks be to Allah that we here in this community of Imam W.D. Muhammad, we have gotten up and we have the knowledge. And believe me, we have the knowledge and we are on our way. We are on our way. So today, this afternoon, we have a honorable guest from Atlanta, Georgia, a dear friend of mine and also a great supporter of this community, of Imam W.D. Muhammad and the mosque is. So we thank Allah for him for coming on this afternoon. He's a brother from Atlanta, Georgia, who does a lot of extensive da'wah, goes out into the community. I mean, this is his work. This is what he do. This is what he do. Every day his schedule is going out into the community and working in the community, working with the community and delivering this message of the message of concern. And not only the message of concern, but the message of serious concerns also, as they go out and connect with the people in Atlanta and also in LaGrange, Georgia, where he also hosts a radio program, him and my dear brother Imam Dawood from LaGrange, Georgia. So without further ado, I want to bring him on. And my dear brother Abdullah Akbar from Atlanta, Georgia. Assalamu alaikum, brother Abdullah Akbar.
Well, alaikum assalam. It's an honor and a pleasure and a thanks that and it's a long white bar that you invited me to be on the show with you. It's a alhamdulillah. Thank you so much to invite me to come on the show with you.
Alhamdulillah.
I thank you for all the compliments, but I don't work by myself. I got other brothers and sisters. We're working hard, not for ourselves, but for the future. We want our future to have a bright future. In order for that future to take root and be infernal soil, it has to have the truth.
Right.
Yeah, it's the truth. It's Christ Jesus said the truth will set us free. That is the true statement. And then as he made that statement, he said one will come after him that will lead us in further and more truth. And we know that one that came after him is no other than Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah. He is the seal of the prophets. There's no more prophet to come. He brought the final revelation. And the final revelation is still intact because God, the Creator, said he was going to take this revelation. And when we read this revelation, the Holy Quran, we can see where it has plenty of protection. And it also comes to clear up the lies that have been added to the other books, which God never said he's going to protect. So this is the book, and the Quran in it is guided, sure, without doubt, for those who will pick it up and read it and spend some time with it, who wash their hands and ask God to bless them with the understanding of this living book, of this book that will clear up all of the problems of humanity. And we know, by reading this book, humanity is one. We're one people, and it says that we're one nation under God, but we'll never be one nation under God as long as we caught up in a color scheme, long we caught up in a hair scheme, a look scheme, and all the other schemes, word scheme, music that has no had no need in society. Music that brings the human human society down. It do not lift up the people that listen to that music. So music is supposed to lift you up. And music supposed to, and they showed in showed in California, Berkeley, where they were playing music for plants. And when they played the certain music for certain plants, jazz and sweet music, oh, the plants, they danced, they moved around, they grow better. But when they turned on the acid rock and rap and all the other stuff, the plants start dying. So this is to tell us, if we've got music in our homes that a plant shouldn't be listened to, why should we be listening to that? And when we have the brain. So God, Allah is the greatest. Allah have given us guidance, and all we have to do is follow the guidance. And like you said, the number one problem, you didn't say it all at once, but the number one problem, it says in the Bible that started off, there's a tree. A tree represents something rooted in the earth. And God told Adam and Eve to stay away from that tree. It's forbidden for us to stay away from it. And God gave us 10 commandments according to the Bible. And in those 10 commandments, the first commandment of the first two commandments of the 10 commandments is don't make no image of God. And so this has been broken. This has been done. And that's why you got all the problems around the world about people of color. God said he created us different in the Quran, not to despise each other, but for us to learn from each other and learn how to get along with you, how to treat each other, how to be good mother and father. We can learn that from each other. We need to be learning how to be a skyscraper and own big business and grocery stores and everything. We need to be learning that from our brother that's a well-off, our Caucasian brother. So that's why God said he created us and trusted us, trusted them with them things so we can learn from each other and we can learn to share with each other. Mm-hmm. We need to share what we have with each other. So we all brothers, no matter what color we are. God has said that it's a fact that we tried to trace our beginning back. We couldn't trace it no further than Adam and Eve, the first man or the first woman. Mm-hmm. So if that's a fact, why we got all this problem? We got all this problem because in the scripture it mentioned that the snake of Satan whispered in the hearts of men and turned men against men. In our case, it comes about by the way we look, the color of our skin, the texture of our hair. This come about because our brother had been whispered to. And when they were whispered to, it made them think that they were better. And when you read the story of Pharaoh, you can see the same identical attitude he had. He thought he was better than Moses. He thought he was a god over Moses. But God, the creator, sent Moses back to Pharaoh after Pharaoh had excommunicated him from his living quarters, from the area that what he was living in, and put him out in the desert with a staff to die. But God blessed Moses and strengthened Moses, and then he sent Moses back to go tell Pharaoh to let the people go. That's what we've been doing for the years we've been here, with Nat Turner, with Noble Gerard Lee, with Harry Tuckman, with Booker T. Washington, with Martin Luther King and Honorable Elijah Muhammad and with Imam Waris Shadeen Muhammad and many, many more. We don't have time to name all these great people, Rosa Parks. We don't have time, or Malcolm X. We don't have time to name all of them. But all of them was telling Pharaoh to let us go. And you not let us go in this earth and let us live together in peace and love. Let us compete with you building skyscrapers and building trains and subways. Let us compete with you in that field. Get out of our way and we can see what we can do. If you just get out of our way and give us a little of your technology, and we will take that and we will be sure that Allah will bless us like he blesses you. But that never happened. It don't happen. So we are struggling here. We're struggling all over the globe. But struggling has an ending, and we are coming to the end of that struggle. And we is acting for our share, like the Quran said, God have created every creature and gave them a share of this creation. And now we want our share, and at the same time we are trying to wake up all the people, not just the African American, but the Caucasian too, that let them know that we are all brothers. We are not white people or black people. We are human beings first. If we be human beings first, then we'll stop looking past. We'll look past what the physical look at, but we'll see what the mind is carrying. We see what kind of mind we have. We see the potential. And to an African American, remove that image out of their life, completely out of their life, they're gonna be handicapped forever. Their potential will not be expressed, because you can't express your potential when you're afraid of another man because of his skin color or because of his past. You will never be able to be a great scientist or a great doctor or a great anything if your talent and skill is is nailed down and clamped down and chained down through a racial identity with words that have been given to us to hold us down. The N-word have been given to us to hold us down. We will never get free of that until we see our human value or human worth. And this is what Imam W. D. Muhammad taught us about the freedom space that we have. We have to use our freedom space, and we have to be productive. And one of the things of any civilized or upright civilized nation, they come together with the members of the family, members of the neighborhood, and they start to make progress. They start to trust each other and start loving each other. If we fail any of those ingredients of building a world, then we will never be able to be put back together, and they will always be talking about the Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. But only God can put anything of that magnitude back together. And Allah have promised us, if we pray and be sincere and stay on our deen and live the life that and pray in five times a day, it's a guarantee that we can be put back together. It's a guarantee that all the jealousy and envy and all the hatred we put into our hearts can be taken out, can be excommunicated from our hearts, and we can truly come together and be some loving and some great people treating each other, and we'll be the light of the world. We'll be the example for the world that the world been waiting on, the civilized man that the world been looking for. So you going to say something, Brother Edward?
Oh, go ahead, brother. Just go ahead. Just go ahead on to you.
So that's the hope we have here for the Da'wah team, not trying to make anybody be anything. I'm going into three jails, and in those jails, we are not inviting people to this religion. We are inviting people back to right understanding of religion. Any religion holding a man up in it is a pagan religion. It's not a religion of God. Any religion that holds hatred and jealousy and envy in it is not from God. Any religion that don't promote love of family and promote children and families and community life. Any religion don't promote that, it's not from God. God said be and it is, and he want us to be the best community. Everything has a community. The birds got a community. The bees have a community. Mm-hmm. Everything has grow up and comes up and have any success at all lives in the community. And we have to live in the community with members of that community learning to speak and get along and treat each other right, help each other out in the time of need, and not biting each other, talking about each other, how they dress or how they walk or what they look like. We have to get this illness out of us that's been planted us from what you call a plantation. It was a plantation. It was planted in us and been in us, and now we got to get it out of us so we can live in this new world that's been made right in front of our eyes. And the new world is new Africa. It's coming where it's like New York came. It's like New Jersey came. New Africa is coming to America. It's already here, and the drawing has already been put together. And now all we got to do is make it happen. And the true believers, the ones who want to see America to be great again, this got to happen. America will never be great again with the way they ruled before, with their racist, their evil, and their lying, and their lies that they told, the history of liars, all the lies they told to the Native Americans. They signed one treaty five times in one day. So So these kind of people have been in control, and these kind of people don't need to be nowhere near politics or any other society, any society that holds society down. If society going to grow, it's going to grow because the good people in that society decided to work together. And this is what made the ants so successful, and this is what made the bees so successful, and this is what made any creature on this earth successful. They work together. And we have to come back and learn how to work together and be sincere with each other. And one of the ways we had to do that, we had to keep up prayer. We had to keep praying. We had to read our books. We had to come together at Juma. We have all the foundation to keep the foundation strong, and all we got to do is exercise those foundation and keep practicing, and we know practice make perfect. Keep doing it over and over again, and pretty soon the chain going to break. The rusty chain that been on us is going to break and going to come open, and we're going to be the example of Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah. May God peace be upon him. We're going to be the example of what Imam Washington Muhammad taught us. We're going to be the example of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and all the rest who came to us to come to rescue us out of this darkness that we were put in for profit and gain. We were put in this darkness for profit and gain. We built this country, and we are not mad because we don't have our share right now, but we're going to work to get our share. Allah said, hey, you will get your share, or you will get what you need, or you keep praying to me, and I answer the sincere caller. I will answer your prayer. And when I answer your prayer, no one, nowhere, no army, no navy, nobody else can stop you, stop me from giving you what you have deserved. And we pray for all the things that we need, that we can leave here for our children so they don't have to be exposed to all this filth that we see. We want good schools. We want good grocery stores. We want everything that everybody else has got up good. We want it in our community. We know we can call our community a community until we own 80 or 90% of the business and the retail business in that neighborhood. We can't say we got a neighborhood and we got to worry about having a can of beans on the shelf. That's not our neighborhood. We can't have a neighborhood when somebody can say, well, we ain't bringing nothing to that neighborhood this week. That's a neighborhood that's a beggar. We don't want to be a begging neighborhood. We don't want to be begging nobody. We are men and women. And men and women are going to come together and do what's right. It has nothing to do with color. Because if we remember, there have been Caucasian people in the Nation of Islam. There have been Caucasian women came and told the Honorable Elijah Muhammad they weren't no devil. And they were allowed to stay in the temple. They were allowed to be with the Muslims. So this ain't about no color. It's about who wants to be upright, who want to be decent, and who want to submit their will to do the will of God. That's what it's about. It's about believing people who want a good life for all the human beings on this earth.
Yes, Alhamdulillah. Yes.
Alhamdulillah.
That's correct, too. That's correct, my brother Akbar. You know, and you also, and when you start off talking about struggling, you know, how it's, you know, how you know, all the struggling that we're going through, and you mentioned about how it'll soon end. Allah says in the Quran that through every difficulty comes relief, you know,
right.
and we can take that to the bank. And you mentioned about our shared freedom space also, you know, and when we struggle as a people, the things that we went through as a people, when we struggle. And look at when we read the scripture and see how Allah answered the Hebrews in their calling on him, you know, in the wilderness, how he answered all of the people who struggled before us, you know, and how he answered them, you know, and answered their call, and how he brought them out of the situation that they're in, you know, and we can rest assured, like you said, if we're praying every day, praying five times a day, we can rest assured that Allah has answered our suffering also. Allah has definitely answered right. our suffering. And like you said, we have to really, 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 really look at what we're doing, because this is no coincidence, the situation that we are in, and it's no coincidence why we're still struggling hard to pull ourselves up out of this hole. You know, it's no coincidence. It's not a coincidence. This was done by design. You know, it was done by design, and in the minute we realize the vices and the things that has been placed in front of us to hold us back from the moment we sit here, stepped off that ship, the moment we sit here, set foot on the shores of this country, you know, the things that they began to do to put us to sleep, you know, and we have to really realize, begin to realize these things, you know, like you said, the music, you know, like you mentioned about the music, you know, how the music taken, they play the music, you know, and I had been, I studied this, you know, especially with the plants in the garden, you know, soft music, how plants adapt to soft music, beautiful music, you know, and it has something to do with the rhythm, you know. I was reading in a book, it was talking about how music strikes a chord deep within our souls, and it also says it makes us more human and more accessible to others, you know. And, you know, like a favorite song links us to literally millions of memories and meaningful stages of life, you know. But us as a people, we have been given, just like everything else, just like our food, just like the clothes we wear, everything that we touch, everything that we do, we turn it into a hit, or we turn it into something famous, you know. We're turning it into something famous, you know, and the world began to follow it. But at the same time, the music has been corrupt. Our food has been corrupt. You know, everything that we've touched have turned it into something famous, you know, have been corrupt. You know, have been corrupt, you know. Now, here we are standing in the middle of America today under the circumstance that we've been raised up under the circumstance that we came through, doing all of our struggles, and we're given a medicine, you know. We're given a healing force that will bring us out of what we are in today, you know, starting with the message of concern, with that image that has been made so powerful in our lives and in our minds, that image which have destroyed us as a people, an image that have made us worship the people, the same people that's holding us back, made us worship those people and cause us to be subservient to the people of the world today. But we thank Almighty God today that we do have a leader. We have a leader, and we have the knowledge, and we have a healing force, and we have a medicine on scene today, you know, in the teachings of the Honorable Imam W.D. Muhammad. You know, and thankful, and we're grateful that we can understand and realize these things that we're going through with the music, with the food, you know, with the struggle that we're having, you know, so that we can understand these things and see what we need to do and go out into the community and reach out to these people and let them know, hey, we're going the wrong way. We're going the wrong way. We got to start passing out this medicine to the people in the community. We have to start giving them this remedy to people in the community, but at the same time, we have to use it ourselves.
Right.
We have to use it ourselves to show how effective it is, to show what it produced in us, to show what it has caused us to do to be successful, and then this is how we take the message out to the community. We can't just take it out to the community and say, here, take this, and we never tried it. You know,
right.
He heard it. It sounds good. You know, it sounds good when we talk about it, you know, but the minute, you know, we stand up and begin to shoulder this burden on our back, the people will come to us. They'll run to us. They'll run to us when they see the beauty of what this message is giving us. When they see the beauty that's coming out of us and the beauty of the things that we're producing, they will come running to us. Like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad used to say, they will all come running. He used to say, they will all come running. And I do believe, my dear brother, Abdullah Akbar, like I said, you know, and the reason why we commend these great brothers that we have here, you know, in this community, especially the brothers that we associated with, you know, we're associated with some working brothers, with brothers that work, with brothers that take this message to the community, with brothers that don't fear the criticizer. We're working with some great and honorable brothers, you know, in this community that are really, really pushing the movement and the language and the tafsir of our beloved leader, the Honorable Imam W.D. Muhammad. And we're thankful to Allah for that, and that's what gives us the spirit to want to come on these programs and begin to present what Allah has blessed us with and what we have in this community. And like I say, you know, but we have to work. We have to work. We have to get up and go out and do this work. Go out into the community and do the work. We have to do the work, brothers. In this day and time, we have programs coming up. We have our Savior's Day program coming up this February 20th in Newark, New Jersey. You know, we have a Savior's Day program coming up that we're supporting. And we're doing a great job promoting it. We have a great spirit behind the program that we're having in Newark, New Jersey. We're doing a great job. And I want to say this too, my dear brother Akbar, you know, brothers like you and like you said, and brother Tommy Akil and all of those great young brothers that you have in Atlanta that's going out working with you. They know. You don't have to preach to them. You know, they know. They read. They study. They understand the importance of this mission. They understand the importance of this message. Like our dear beloved prophet said, you take it to those who was not here, and perhaps they'll understand it better. Now, these young boys in this community now, they get it. They get it, and they are not taking no side seat to nobody. You know, because if you hold them back, you go out in the streets, you'll find they'll be out there before you will. They'll be out there doing this. I know. I know you know, Brother Akbar. But at the same time, you know, we have to really begin to like you said, you know, to get along with each other and love all our brothers and sisters, man, because like I said, because I think that we all are sincere in what we're doing. And I think we all want to do this great work, you know. I think we all want to do this great work. But we have to keep up the good work.
We gotta stop saying they people and our people. We're one people, and we know that our Caucasian brothers was lied to. They were given a lie. They was, the imam said they were given a lie in Europe that God came in their image, and once they got that lie in them and got that drug in them, they took over the world. So they're innocent too. So but when you sit down and talk to them and explain to them about what happened to them, and they can see that we are not. John Wayne, we don't have no regret or grudges against them. God is the final judge, and God don't want us to treat them wrong, and like he didn't want them to treat us wrong. But all of this is a lesson for future and future generation that racism will never work, slavery would never be any good, and it will never be accepted by the creator of this creation. And no matter what form it come in, or come in a form of a drug dealer, a pimp, or come in a drug of a lawyer or a judge or however it comes in, is never accepted according to scripture. So the Caucasian man is our brother, and when we tell him that the Satan's job is to divide us on color line, on hair, skin color, nose sizes, and all the other stuff. They divide us up on clothes and cars and all. This is the job to divide us up. We're supposed to be one people and one nation under God. And once we come to that conclusion, then the veil will come down. The all this hatred will start leaving, and you will see the new world. You'll see that garden coming back in shape, and that forbidden tree will be chopped down from the rooted. Racism will be rooted up, because nobody would ever again accept the idea that God got a son and he came in one people image. Out of all the sons in the world, God picked one son. And we know that's a lie, because some people got five sons and four daughters. So some people got more sons than God got. So all these lies are coming to an end, and we are working here under the leadership of Imam Wazir D. Muhammad and those sincere brothers and sisters who see that working and bringing the truth to the people, not being afraid of the criticism coming from the criticizer. What the world you got to be afraid of when God is with you and God done told you through all the scripture, when God is with you, the whole world can come against you and they will never be able to do you no harm. And God is showing you throughout the scripture, Moses, David, and a whole lot of other scenes in the Bible where God show you that he protects his servant. He would take Noah. And we don't believe Noah did all them filthy things that that the Bible said. Our book said Noah was a righteous man. He didn't after all them years of doing right. At the end of the journey he was on, and he could come on dry land. He gonna turn to doing all them filthy act. No, that's somebody put that in there. Who probably write a movie or make a movie, but no, did no righteous man ever do such a filthy thing like he ma'am said. No, like David never send his general out to be killed for he can marry his wife. All this foolishness was put in there to say, yeah, these righteous men, but look at them. They ain't no better than you. No, every man got a large choose. Every message in the prophet completed his task, and he did what God expected for him to do. And some was killed, and some lived for long life, and some completed their task, and others had to pick it up. So we believe that scripture comes to explain that, and the Holy Quran is the best to make that plain. Never did they kill Christ Jesus. They made it appear that they killed Christ Jesus, because you tell people that you killed God's son, then when you be afraid of those people, if they kill God's son, the first thing you say in the corner of your mind, what they going to do to me? So we know that's nothing but another lie. And so we thank Allah for Prophet Muhammad. May God, peace, and blessing ever be upon him. And we thank Prophet Muhammad for praying for a one who comes to revive the religion. And we see Imam Warshadeen Muhammad have came and he revived the religion. And then he keep the religion revived. He left what he revived it with his son. Warshadeen Muhammad II should tell you that the spirit and the truth is continuing on through his son. So we think he told us it'd be in the gene. You didn't get a chance to be nothing. Do what you want to do. You want to be a doctor, and you have a strong desire to be a doctor, and then you don't get to be a doctor. You die off. That desire goes into your son or your daughter, and you leave here, and that desire keep growing, keep producing, because God said he don't let no good deed go unrewarded, and that's a reward for doing right, a good son, a good daughter, doing things that you didn't get the chance to do. That's a reward for a man or a woman who's trying to do their best, who's trying to live a good life. They didn't get a chance to supersede. They got stopped, but God didn't let their children be stopped. So that's a reward from Almighty God. That's a merciful God. God said, "Ye are rock man or rocking you." He's all merciful, and no one is more merciful than Almighty God Allah. I mean,
Alhamdulillah. And like you said, Brother Akbar, is that, you know, slavery, you know how slavery has came in such a form, a form in our life, you know, how when we look at the psychological toll and the psychological effect that it has on us and that it has had on us, when we look at how we still, you know, how hard it has been and how hard it seems to be to shake those vices, when we look at those things, when we look at, you know, when we lay down and we can't help but to hear, to see the sounds of white supremacy. We can't help but to see the image of white supremacy. And sometimes when we close our eyes, even when we got our back turned, you know, it's there. It's there because it always gives us something to think about. It gives us something to think about. It makes us second-guess ourselves. When we get ready to take a step, we have to think about it. It's always something to think about. There's always a hesitation there that we have to make. And there's always a thought there that we have to think, is that we have to work hard, extra hard, to achieve something or to overcome the situation that we're in. That we have to work hard. And then sometimes when we get on our knees, we ask Allah why, you know, why? And Allah say, why not? He say, why not? You know, he say, why not? You know, but this thing, this struggle that we have been put in, you know, this struggle that we have been put in, and it lets us know that we are in the hands of a mighty God, And it should let us know that whatever it is that Allah has given to us, like Jesus, when he was there on the cross, he asked God, he said, whatever it is, if it be your will for me to endure this, he said, then bring it on. He said, bring it on. So what we are going through now, believe me, you know, Allah knows. Allah knows and we know not. But the only thing that we know now, and that we should be able to see and to think about is what we went through and where we are now and what we have and what we have now and the knowledge that we have now to help us see where we are, because we didn't come this far. Allah didn't bring us this far to turn around. Allah didn't bring us this far to not know where we are. He didn't bring us this far to not know where we are, and he didn't bring us this far to stop. Like the soldier, like Harriet Tubman, when she told him, you go ahead or you be dead, when she stuck that shotgun in their back, you know. And Allah is saying the same thing to us, you know. If we don't take it, if we don't use it or utilize what he's given us, he's going to give it to a new people. It's going to be given to a new people. But we are that people. We are that people that Allah has chosen. And all through our suffering and the things that we went through during slavery, we have to realize now, you know, we got to shake these shackles off our minds. We have to stop taking and taking in this inferior knowledge. We have to understand that the knowledge that we're taking in now is destroying us. Like you mentioned the idols, you mentioned the little nursery rhymes that they gave us as childbirth, you know, like Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall, you know, and all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put him back together again. Those things mean something. Those things mean something because they put these things in the minds of our children. And we're thinking that they're putting them in the minds of our children. Our children are singing them with the sweet little melody that they sing them in. And all the time they're lulling us to sleep with these things by putting them into the hearts and the minds of our children. And this is what they do when they come with these styles. They do the same thing with these styles, with the clothing. They put it into our youth and they give it to us. And we take Jack and Jill, went up the hill to get a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown and Jill came tumbling after. What does that mean? These are nursery rhymes. A nursery rhyme. Jack represents the elevated, the higher up in the society. He go up the hill and his wife Jill to get a pail of water. What does water represent? It represents revelation, the knowledge.
Yeah.
And what did he do? He fell down and broke his crown. What does crown represent? He lost the knowledge. And his wife Jill, she came right behind him. She followed him. She came right behind him. That's what this means. But they gave us these things as children. They give us these little nursery rhymes as children, singing them, humming them, and lulling us to sleep, you know. And they're telling us exactly what they're going to do to us or what they're doing to us, and they laugh at it. This is what they do. This is what this wicked world has done to us, and this is what they're still doing to us. But thank God Almighty, we have a knowledge today that's greater and more powerful and more stronger that to take us away from these vices. As long as we are caught up in these vices, as long as we're weak and cowered down, you know, we will always be caught up. We will always be subject to these vices, you know. If we can't look at something or turn around and say no, if we can't look at something and recognize and realize that this is not good for me, then we have to research. We have to keep researching and look at what we're taking in. And look at what we need to discard and what we need to get rid of. We have to really, really work at this and search ourselves and look at what we're getting. And go into some of these schools and go into some of these educational institutions and begin to work in some of these places and volunteer in some of these places. But we have to go out. We have to go out. We have to go out and make our people aware of that this is a new day. This is a new day. This is the day. This is the day. This is the day. Of the return of Christ. This is truly the day of the return of Christ. This is the day of the return of Christ. And we are living in that day and time, my dear people, and we have to continue to work and to work hard because it's not so much as the physical chain. It's not so much as those physical things that's holding us back now. It's these vices. It's these vices. It's these mindsets, these mentalities, these things that are thrown at our minds, these things that are thrown at our minds, these things that are put in us. These things that are put in our foods, these things that are put in our diets, these chemicals that the world is being invaded by, these things are the things that are truly, truly, truly destroying us. And we have to recognize that and stand up and go out and do something about it. We have to go out and work on our farms. We have to get farms. We have to grow our own foods. You know, we have to grow our own food. We have to write our own books. We have to begin to be productive. If we are going to overcome and to grow out of this situation, then we have to guide ourselves. We have to produce our needs. We have to produce the things that we need to get us out of this situation, because we can't keep depending on the same people that's feeding us this mentality. We can't keep depending on us, because if we keep doing what we've been doing, we're going to keep getting what we've been getting. We're going to keep getting what we've been getting. So I think, you know, that's what we got to do, Brother Akbar. That's what we got to do. We're going to have to work.
It's all got to be renewed, be made new again, because Satan done put his hand in everything, on everything, and he's leaving, but he ain't going down quickly enough. And we have to keep fighting and fighting Satan, and we have to fight him to there's no more oppression coming from Satan. And we see an oppressive society. When they made that movie, The Living Dead, they were making fun of the African American and the poor Caucasian people. They were making fun of what they done made. They don't want nothing. They saying that we don't want nothing, and they don't want nobody to look like them have nothing. And their brain is gone, and all they do is looking for something to make them feel better, look better, and act wrongly, because the stuff you use to make you feel better, it make you act so badly. So this is what they're saying. But we see them now. We see them clearly now. And we see the scheme of Satan, and we're going to fight the scheme till the scheme is no more, where there's no more oppression on this earth. That's right. We have been given this job. We have been given the job to remake this world, because the world has stood on us. It is landing on us. It has took all, it emptied everything out of us. And now all of that they emptied out, they thought they had 3/5 of a human being, and here we come. They're coming back strongly, Muslim, Christian, and Jew. We coming back. We coming back to reclaim the earth. Allah said the righteous is going to inherit this earth, and that's the only one can handle it and run it rightly, is the righteous. Because the people who had their opportunity who have been wrong, they have did what they said they were going to do. And they have messed this world up with the people. You can hardly find somebody who got a sober mind that you can talk to without arguing with. Because this world, their mind is gone. Their mind has been excommunicated from them. So we hold our hope, and the people are looking for a change. They want a change, and this change and the idea of a good change is coming from the American Muslim. And we are being looked at as being the beacon of hope for the whole world. No matter what a human being on this earth, they're looking at us as being the hope, being the sober-minded people. As the President Barack Obama has stated, that we represent the silver bullet for the extreme ignorant person on this ignorant masses of people who represent that balance in the earth. So what he's saying, that the earth is still got hope as long as sober-minded Muslims come together and continue to work with all, even though we're getting all the lies, all the criticism, we're getting all the lies told on us, and there are no people in history that we know of, or no prophet that never stood up, that a devil didn't raise up to try to defeat them, and they were not successful, because Allah is with us when long as we are continually trying to do the right thing and doing the right thing. Allah is with us. That's where our strength lies, in us doing right, holding our morals up and holding them together. As long as we hold our morals and hold them together, then the world got hope.
That's right. That's right. And Allah says in Surah Nisa, the woman, Surah Nisa and Nisa, in Ayat 170, 173, 170, he says, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, O mankind, the apostle has come to you in truth from Allah. Believe in him. It is best for you. But if you reject faith, to Allah belong all things in the heavens and on earth, and Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. O people of the book, commit no excesses in your religion, nor say of Allah anything but the truth. Christ Jesus, son of Mary, was no more than an apostle of Allah, and his word, which he bestowed on Mary, and the spirit proceeding from him. So believe in Allah and his apostle, say not Trinity, desist. It will be better for you. For Allah is one Allah. Glory be to him, far exalted is he above heaven and sun. To him belongs all things in the heavens and on earth. And enough is Allah as the disposer of affair. Christ does not disdain to serve and worship Allah, nor do the angels, those nearest to Allah. Those who disdain his worship and are arrogant, he will gather them all together unto himself to answer. But to those who believe and do deeds of righteousness, he will give their due reward and more out of his bounty. But those who are disdainful and arrogant, he will punish with a grievous chastisement, nor will they find besides Allah any to protect them. Now in the table spread, Surah Ma'idah, Allah says, and behold, Allah will say, O Jesus, the son of Mary, did you say to men, worship me and my mother as gods in degradation to Allah? He will say, glory to you. Never could I say what I had no right to say. Had I said such a thing, you would indeed have known it. You know what is in my heart, though I do not know what is in yours. For you know in full all that is hidden. Never said I to them anything except what you commanded me to say, to wit, worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. And I was a witness over them while I dwelt among them when you took me up. You were the watch over them, and you are a witness to all things. If you punish them, they are your servants. If you forgive them, you are the exalted in power, the wise. Allah will say, this is a day on which the truth for will profit from their truth. Theirs are gardens with rivers flowing beneath their eternal home. Allah well pleased with them, and they with Allah. That is the greatest salvation, the fulfillment of desires. To Allah belong the diminution of the heavens and the earth and all that is therein, and it is he who has power over all things. When Muhammad the prophet, the first thing he did was when he began to teach and to go out into community to bring the tribes together, he taught La ilaha illallah. He taught Tawheed. He taught oneness, the oneness of God, and this is how he brought the tribes together. He taught the oneness of Allah. He gave them a faith. He gave them a faith so strong. He gave them a faith so strong and so powerful from Almighty God Allah until he brought these people. He brought all of the different factions together, the warring tribes. He brought them together under La ilaha illallah. And this is our, and this is not a coincidence that this is our work today. It's not a coincidence that we must come together under La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. We must come together under the banner of La ilaha illallah. That's the thing that brought the people together then, and that's the thing that's bringing us together today. And this is why we have great men and great women that are out, that are dedicated to this message of concern. This message that our beloved Imam has came, and this is one of the first things he began to clear out. He cleaned out the house and told us we were not gods, and there was only one God, and that God is Allah. Allah. And Allah in the Quran. The Quran, to whom the Quran was revealed through Muhammad the Prophet, peace be upon him. And this is what we have to do, and this is why we are so strong and so staunch in supporting these great programs of our beloved leader, the Honorable Imam W.D. Muhammad. The Honorable Imam W.D. Muhammad. So we are the people. We are that people. Our mission is to remake this world. Our mission is to remake this world, and Brother Akbar, we're on the right track, my brother. We're on the right track from the top.
No, we can't stop now.
We cannot.
Man, Warren D. Muhammad said we can't stop now, and we won't stop now. We're not going to stop when this too many people have died for us to live on this earth and be sitting in the comfort of our home, in our neighborhood. Too many people lost their life, sacrificed their life. I'm talking about human beings, Caucasian, African American, Japanese, Jews, others lost their lives so we can have have the freedom that we have. But we, it's like it was given to us, if it can be taken away, if we don't stand up. Don't we should never turn, think that what somebody give you, they won't take it back. They won't try to take it back. Allah have given us our freedom. All babies, all animals are supposed to be born free. And we supposed to be the caretakers of the world to make sure this continues to happen, to be born free. We have been told them that we are the Khalifa of the earth. So if we the Khalifa, then we have to carry out what we say we are. We have to be that one that we say we are. So we say we are Muslim. Like I asked my brothers, the Christian brothers, I asked them, a bunch of them, I asked them, do they believe that Jesus died for their sin? And they all raised their hand. And I asked them, I said, if you believe Jesus died for the sins of the people, they're getting ready to put a 72-year-old man and give him a legal injection for a murder he did 30, 40 years ago. They getting ready to kill him tonight. They getting ready to inject him tonight with that. Would they go down there and tell the judge to let that man go because Jesus died for their sin? Did not want to make a move to do so. I said, so your belief is not bigger than mustard seed. So you really don't believe what you're saying. You just repeat over and over what somebody else done said to you, and because it sound good. I said, the real evidence that nobody can die for your sin. That's what I'm saying. You are accountable for your own mistakes under the sun. Whatever you do in this world, it determines what happened to you in this world. If you go out and steal something, you are going to jail if they catch you. You won't be able to use for defense that somebody else have died for your sin. So all this simple understanding, all this great understanding that Imam Wahdi Muhammad have given us so we can use to help those sick-minded people who have been locked in on all these false ideas about God and what God will allow you to do. When I asked my Christian brother, do he believe in if I slap you on the right side, will you give me your left side? And that's what the Bible says, do. I said, so you don't believe that because that's a higher understanding that you got to seek out in that information there, because the Army and Navy and the Marines do not, or even the police force we have, do not believe that. Somebody hits you on the right side, I'm going to give you the left side. So all this stuff that we have opportunity to help our brothers to understand that they have been lied to, have been given that without no understanding. The Bible says if you got faith in God, you would stick your hand in a pile of rattlesnakes, a cage of rattlesnakes. That's in the Bible. Now, there are some people up in the mountain of North Georgia, they were practicing that sentence there. They were practicing that, and many of the family members are dead because they put their hands in a cage with a rattlesnake, passed rattlesnakes around. And the snake killed just about half the members of that church before they stopped using that idea. So the common sense is set in somewhere, even though it might cause some death here and there. Common sense should soon come in, or some pain come in. But whatever has to happen, the truth is clear from falsehood. And truth, according to the Quran, it knocks out the brain of falsehood. And because it by its very nature, it has no life soon as truth show up. When truth show up, falsehood got to flee. So we are here with the truth. And we shouldn't be afraid to say what is true. We shouldn't be a hold back. We should be able to help somebody. We should be able we all should be like professors or teachers, because what we done learned have made us qualified to be the best of educators to this illness of America. I'm going to stop with this. One, that was a Caucasian girl came to LaGrange, and she came there after reading, hearing somebody say something bad about Islam, and she started reading for herself. And when she started reading for herself, she came to the masjid and asked the Imam Dawood Salaam, if I'm going to hell. And he told her, if you living a good life, you're true, you're standing, he broke it down. And she said, no. She said, I want to be a Muslim. And he gave her the Shahada tank. And then she left and went back and got her mama and brought her mama to the masjid. And when she brought her mama to the masjid, 80% of the masjid there is Arab. And those Arabs trying to get her to come over to her side and want to tell her, told them, no, I'm going to stick with my African-American brothers. I don't think they would tell me lie or mistreat me. Everything they said so far, I love, and I'm going to college, and when I come back, I'm going to bring more people with me. So this is what we're saying today. People are writing the masjid here in Atlanta churches, and they are telling the imam, the Catholic Church, many of them wrote the masjid here and told us that they are with us, they stand by us. The police came to the masjid and asked, are we having any problems? Is there anybody threatening us? And all. So all this, whenever somebody try to knock down this religion, it only gets stronger. And that's what we have to remember, no matter what a Donald Trump said. He made a statement that if he shoot out there on the corner, out there on one of the streets, he can hit somebody, he wouldn't lose a vote. I know he ain't saying that tonight. He ain't saying that this moment now. All that boasting and all that money and all the fame that he got for the help, he can never replace his soul. If he don't get his soul right, and that's the most expensive thing that God have given any of us, a soul. If you don't keep that soul in the right, doing right, then we lose that. We lose everything. When you lose your soul, you lose everything. And that's why Imam Warithi Muhammad told us that those people that brought us here and worked us sun up and sun down and didn't pay us, he said they are burning in hell right now. That's what he said. He said they are burning. So we can't be like them. We have to help them come out of the ignorant or the bad behavior they bought into about God came in their image. We have to try to pull them out. We have to work with them. We have to work with the folklore and all the other religious leaders. We have to get with them, and when the door opens, you tell it just like it is. And that's what I found out. They ain't going to run you away. They're going to appreciate you, Chan. If they don't change, you did the only thing the prophet can do, or anything that a messenger can do. You made the message clear, and that's the only thing you have, that you have the opportunity to make the message clear, just like the prophets did. So that's our job here on this earth, to make this message clear, where we can save ourselves and save our family. And because we don't want our family and we don't want ourselves to go into the hellfire, because Allah has blessed us with this knowledge and we did nothing with it. And that is what I'm afraid we're going to happen to those who had the knowledge and didn't share it with nobody, didn't help nobody with it. I'm afraid that they're going to regret that on the day of the Jannah, on the day of the great gathering. Or the
Jannah, coming to going to the Jannah. That's right. Allah, he's going to call us to account. We're going to definitely be called to account for what we have. And also, I think today, in this day and time, I think today is the day of religion. It's the day of religion. You know, this is the day of religion. Some people call it the day of judgment, but the Imam said it's the day of religion. It's the day of religion, you know, and this is the day of standing. The day
That's
of standing.
Right.
We have to.
Oh, make bomb.
Exactly. You know, and if we don't, we've already been given our mission, you know, and just like the people of Moses was given his mission, Like all those people was given their mission, you know, and we know Moses hesitated in his mission, you know. We know that. But we know Allah had to reassure him. Allah reassured him, and when he got the message, he went. He took it to Pharaoh, and he stood up and he said, "Let my people go." He said, "Let my people go." And here we are today, in this day and time, we have the same message from Almighty God to us, a mighty people. We are a mighty people because our struggle today, you know, there's no struggle that can outmatch the struggle that we went through as African-American people. You know, there's no story that can be told in the world today of how a people who have been stripped of the knowledge of themselves, and when you come back and look at all of these people who claim to have been suffering, and look at them now. Look at them now. They're running and manipulating the world with their wealth, floundering their wealth and stuff. And look at us. We're still struggling, trying to crawl ourselves, dig ourselves up out this hole. So we are presented with a great opportunity, and Allah has given us this opportunity. So dear believers, let us stay focused. And all of you here on this broadcast, on this program tonight, we pray Allah that we've said something to touch you. We pray Allah that we have said something to affect you, to make you want to dig in deeper, you know, and be more of a part of this great situation that we're in today in this community of the Honorable Imam David D. Muhammad here as we continue to work in our shared freedom space and building a model community and building this new Africa and supporting our farms and our, all of our products that our brothers and sisters are selling around the country, our detergent, our farms, our schools, you know, and our great institutions as the mosque cares, the ministry of Imam W.D. Muhammad. And let us support the mosque cares and let us support the initiatives that our beloved Imam left. And let us all get together on the as the mosque cares and the ministry of Imam W.D. Muhammad and Masjid Ali K. Muslim present our Savior's Day, February 2016, I'm sorry, Saturday, February 20th, and it's Building Bridges for Peace and Justice. Building Bridges for Peace and Justice at the Robert Treat Hotel, 50 Park Place, Newark, New Jersey, and the lodging's available at the Robert Treat Hotel. The phone number is 973-622-1000, and the discount rate code is 7114. The program begins at 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., and the registration fee is $25. The banquet starts at 6 p.m., and the banquet tickets are $75. And also, if you're interested in getting a booth, that's also $75. And you can go online to themosquecares.com or saviorsday.net and order your tickets. The phone number is 708-679-1587, 708-679-1587. Or you can go to WDM Ministry at sbcglobal.net. That's WDM Ministry at sbcglobal.net, and you can order your tickets. Let's support these great initiatives that our beloved Imam has bought, and these initiatives, and we have this one coming up this month, and this is called Black History Month. Well, what can be a better day for us to celebrate our history and our contributions to our community and to our people than to celebrate this day? And so, Brother Akbar, you know, if you got anything else you want to say as we close out, go ahead, my dear brother.
I want to thank Allah for allowing me and learning you to ask me to come on this show with you. And thank Allah, again, thank Allah enough for being here with you tonight and John trying to share some of this information that Allah blessed us with. And we want to say this about the Black History Month. We know we call Black History Month right now, but we in the future we're going to change it again because if it happened in America, it happened on the shores of America, it's American history, and it was black, and it was dark in our eyesight. But we're going to call it American history, and we're going to make it a bright history for the hope for America, and because we want them to realize that what anybody does wrong, no matter who it is, no one gets away with anything. So we love our brothers and our sisters, and we pray that what we have said, I have said. May, if I said anything wrong, may Allah forgive me. And if I said anything of any good, all praises are due to Allah alone. Amen.
And as we, and before I close out, I have something that I wrote that I want to read to us before I close out. I'm going to try to do this every time we have a program, and my dear brother Abdul Akbar will be joining me frequently. You know, once I get to learn how to operate this thing, he'll be on with me often. Often he'll be on with me often. You know, he's agreed to assist me, and I really appreciate him. But let us remember this. This is a culture of death. It says, when living becomes easy and all of your desire for struggle is gone away, in a world of extremism, easy living, sport and play, where your lifestyles are designed and manufactured in Hollywood and played out on the TVs and movies in our neighborhoods, while our children are being groomed by a culture of death and decay, as we accept it as a lifestyle and live it from day to day. Going downhill, caught up in a thrill, feels good when you're coasting away, being propelled by destruction, candy-coated as fun and play. Dancing to the beat of negative words, glorifying the things that disrespect your mother. Caught up in a language of destruction, gang-banging, drug-slinging, killing up each other. While our children are put on display, exposing their innocence for a miserable price. Peddlers of destruction to those who are caught up in the vice. Can't control your appetite because to death you become a slave. Addicted to destruction while sensationalism is riding you to your grave. While death is big business, so while you subliminally dance yourself to sleep, Satan has made a promise to God, one he vowed to keep. And he's out there just waiting for you to slip, to bring you under his influence and the clutch of his grip. So when living becomes easy and all of your desire for struggle is gone away, beware that death is setting in and soon you'll start to decay. Dear believers, on behalf of me and my dear brother Abdullah Akbar, and also from my dear brother Alfred Muhammad, and Alpha Jr., I want to really thank you, sincerely thank you for the great hard work that Imam Alfred is doing, also for his sincere work that he's doing, working for the mosques and the ministry. And join us tomorrow, also tomorrow night, tomorrow night on the conference call, as we meet tomorrow night on the planning committee. My dear brother Alfred will be hosting that particular program tomorrow night. And you can join us tomorrow night on that particular call also, my dear brothers and sisters. And that number is 302-202-1110, 302-202-1110. And the code is 674081. That's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, I believe. Yes, 7 o'clock? It's 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock tomorrow night. 8 o'clock tomorrow night. So join us tomorrow. And as we as Imam Alfred hosts the planning committee tomorrow night for our Savior's Day, and also we have our brother Mubashir Akhtar has a program on tomorrow night. It's a 216-816-0356, 216-816-0356. His program comes on tomorrow night at six o'clock tomorrow evening. And also we have the Lifeline that comes on in the morning at 7 o'clock. At 6 o'clock in the morning, every morning, it's on at 6 o'clock. It's 605-477-2100, 605-477-2100, and the code is 708-435. So join us in the morning, and don't forget this program, Religion Means Alive, is on 7 days a week, so join us every night at 7 o'clock, at 7 o'clock every night. So as we close, we like to close with a prayer, with a dua, as I thank once again my dear brother Abdullah Akbar and his family for the great work that they're doing down in Atlanta. Let us close out with a dua. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Idina Sirota Mustakin, Sirota Ladina, and I'm to Alehim, Gairil Makduri Alekim Waladolin. Amen. Thank you, Brother Akbar. May Allah bless you and your family and all of the listeners out there. May Allah bless you all. Thank you. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum.